FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and well, guess what? Thanksgiving is really just a little bit more than a week away, and you've probably been driving around since November 1st, and you're seeing Christmas lights all over the place, and that means 'tis the season to be defrauded. And our good friend Heather Wagenhals is with us now. Make sure you visit her site, unlockyourwealthradio.com. Heather, hey, it's been a while. So the identity thieves and all the other ones are coming out of the woodwork to steal your data and steal your money and everything else because it's that special time of year, right?
Yes, just like spreading holiday cheer, so does the holiday thievery begin. So these are the times that we need to be more vigilant than usual. One of the biggest things now, because everybody, as technology continues to evolve and payment processing continues to evolve, one of the biggest things that we can do to protect ourselves is be aware of our digital signature when we're moving around places. And I'm talking about electronic wallets that are in our watches, our smartwatches, our smartphones. We get to use Apple Pay or Google Wallet or the infinite number of other payment processing solutions that are out there. And all we have to do with the touch of a button or the flick of our wrist, all of a sudden, we're paying for things. So now we don't have to take time writing checks. We don't have to dig for our cards. It's already loaded, ready to go. And not only do merchants know this, but the nefarious data thieves are also hypervigilant. And with this simple type of technology called NFC, which is the acronym for near field communication, This is what broadcasts the signal from your device to the transceiver. So what you have to do is, you know, you come to the contact point and you place your device or your watch over the contact device, and voila, through the miracles of modern technology, your data and your account information is now transferred. Well, all you have to do is be in close proximity to someone. So standing in the grocery line or perhaps walking down the street, somebody bumps into you with their transceiver. And guess what? Now they have captured your credit card information and your data. And one of two things will happen. They'll either use it immediately or they'll sell it to someone else. And that is where we get defrauded quickly and simply and painlessly. Now, continuing with technology, you know, even if we're doing it the old-fashioned way where we pull out a credit card or our checkbook to stand there and write it, that guy that's goofing around behind you that looks like he's taking selfies in the grocery store line is probably photographing your account number right off of your card.
Would he do that?
You have your ID out as well. Now they've got your information.
That's remarkable. I can't believe that people are just sitting around, standing around waiting to steal your info. You know, in Florida, there is one called fuel theft because they skim the numbers off the machines and then they load them onto gift cards. And then they go up there and they have an expanded bladder in like an SUV or a van. And they load up with a few hundred gallons of gasoline, and then they go reselling it at a discount. Seems like a lot of trouble, but evidently they can make an average fuel thief can make $1,500 a day doing this, and there's organized gangs. They're making $100,000 a month, many of them, doing these scams. It's amazing.
That's incredible to think that stuff like that goes on, but it's the way of the world these days. And, you know, right now, because you and I are such liberty lovers, I want to blame the government and the heavy taxation because the businesses make less than the taxes do, than the government that are levying all of these taxes. And it's really you're punishing the American people. And it's just insane that we've come up with other ways to save money like this, and we're committing crimes to do that. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, these are things that we have to be aware of when we're shopping. Online shopping, always make sure that there's a little S and the HTTPS in your URL window on your browser. And whatever you do, there's a difference between data at rest and data in motion. And once you hit send or purchase or whatever the button says, after you've typed in your information, you've usually got a pretty secure connection, and it encrypts your data and moves it from one point, your computer, to the receiving point, which is the merchant. But the thing that you have to be aware of is, let's say you type in your data, but you don't quite type it in all the way. Maybe you haven't made all your selections, but you typed in your account information. But then, you know, little Johnny beats his sister, and now you got to run down the hallway and quell that mess. And if you have any spyware on your computer or virus that's capturing your data, keylogging software, guess what? All that data that's sitting in your browser incomplete is now being stolen. So when you want to shop online, I like to do that. I think it's great, and it's mostly safe as long as you're aware of what you're doing. So make your transactions quick and get them done and over with, and don't let that data sit on your computer just in case you've accidentally downloaded a virus that you haven't noticed yet.
And, you know, in a lot of these cases, especially with the gas theft I was talking about, the merchant is the one that gets hit picking up the tab, because they're supposed to have the chip and pin system there, just the chip in the U.S., and
right,
they don't
and
have
the,
it.
That's the big thing that's been defrauding, you know, business people is, you know, they pay expensive dollars to get these card readers, and then all of a sudden this new system, you know, to push the obligation from the credit card merchant back onto the actual business person by requiring them to have this. Now they've got to upgrade all their equipment. And for small business people, that's a huge financial undertaking. And for them to be able to bite that bullet, it's like, okay, where is the critical mass of, okay, I can't eat any more of these fraudulent transactions. I guess I'm going to have to upgrade to this new equipment. I mean, it's just, it's a crazy place to be in.
Oh, God, yeah. And you see it all over the place. What else are they out there doing, these data thieves?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Otis Gold Corp. is a gold development and exploration company with quality projects in the pro-mining state of Idaho. Otis's flagship Kilgore project has a resource of 961,000 gold ounces, and its recently published preliminary economic assessment demonstrated an impressive post-tax IRR of 53% at $1,500 gold. In addition to the significant expansion potential at Kilgore, Otis is exploring its highly prospective Oakley project. This Carlin-type gold deposit already has an inferred resource in previous near-surface drilling intersected 123 meters of 0.69 grams per ton gold. Otis Gold Corp. trades in New York under the ticker OGLDF and in Toronto under the ticker OOO. That's triple O. To learn more, go to otisgold.com. That's otisgold.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Well, you know, one of the things that they do, you know, right now it's the time of the holiday season. We have this sense of magnanimity that we want to be giving and helping out our fellow man who may be downtrodden. And that's great. Benevolence is an amazing trait. And if you would like to choose voluntarily, unlike in tax, to spread your good fortune, there's a lot of people that will take it nefariously. So we have to be careful when we go to donate or support charitable organizations right now, because there are so many sound-alike charities that, again, they call you, they email you, and they send you information, and you want to be helpful. And so you offer up your credit card information, and voila, now you're a victim of credit card fraud. And so we have to be very, very careful. If you do want to give charitably, which I say, if you have that capacity and willingness, by all means, do it. Take and do your homework first. Make sure that you know the organization. And by defining your charitable giving principles, like what's important to you, what organizations you want to support, go do your homework on those organizations. And you actively seek them out and create the relationship for however you want to give. And then be aware of any other person that's actively soliciting you with these sound-alike charities. I mean, I got a call the other day from one that had one of those voice-activated systems, and it was good. The quality, the sound, the voiceover artist, whoever did this, it was excellent in the quality. And if I was not an identity theft expert, I would have probably might have fallen for it. If it was, you know, oh, the firefighters, yeah, of course, they're doing so much. You know, they do so much in addition to saving lives and property. You know, they're out doing fundraisers. Yeah, I'd like to support them. And that's what this one was, is it was a sound-alike one for the firefighters fund.
Right.
Trying to do.
Yeah.
And the voice response was so accurate, because I go through the whole thing and I try to record them and I put them on my moneycreditandme.com website so people know what's out there. And this guy was so good. And I was like, holy smokes. His voice response was well-timed. It was paused. It wasn't on top of me, or it wasn't too much of a lag. And the conversation was unbelievable, how sophisticated these systems have become. And so you got to be very, very careful. So just as a rule, don't do it. If it sounds like it's something in your defined charitable giving plan, then make a note of it. But you find the website. You find the phone number. Don't take their information down and fall victim to their plan. And again, for more great tips like this, just visit moneycreditandyou.com.
Hey, that is a great point. It's amazing that they keep thinking of new things. You know, they busted a few of these foreign guys who were shaking you down for saying you owe the IRS $5,000. A warrant has been put out for your arrest. And, you know, they busted a bunch of them. They were overseas. It's serious. When you start impersonating the IRS, you are going to get caught and locked up eventually, but they stole millions of dollars. I know somebody who wired him like $8,500. She wasn't originally born in this country, and you know, they freaked her out and she just did it. And you know, then like she called the FBI or Interpol or whatever. And you know, there's basically nothing they could do. The money was gone the second that it hit the account when she wired it in. I mean, hopefully,
if you're being asked to wire money or go down and buy green dot cards, it's probably not legitimate, whatever it is, whether it's the IRS and any of these other collection agencies. I've, you know, seen some bogus ones, and the FTC just got some resolution on one of them. I just saw a news release like a week or so ago. So they're catching people, but it's slow. You got to be proactive. Yes. Don't be reactive. You got to take your financial life seriously.
Very, very, because the technology makes it easier than ever to steal and to get away with it. You know, these are what you would call the digital perfect crimes.
Mm-hmm. So, until they get caught. Yes. And then it's not so perfect. So we just got to keep putting and investing in our own level of vigilance and knowledge and education, and understand that anything that's solicited to us that has a dollar amount attached, we need to be wary, unfortunately. And that's the times that we live in, that we currently live in. And instead of complaining about it, we just need to be proactive about it and just accept that that's the way our world is now. And instead of wishing it away, just we got to work within the parameters of the system that exists.
Yeah. There's really no other way to do it. And you can't live without credit cards and debit cards and all that wonderful stuff. Although I always tell people, do not use a debit card except when you absolutely have to. Because the thing is, with a credit card, you might get defrauded. They might get money, whatever. But you don't owe it. It's not your money until you pay it. With the debit card, it's like they're taking money right out of your bank account, and then you have to fight with the bank to get it back. And possession is 9/10 of the law. And so I always tell people, do not use them unless they're prepaid debit cards with fixed amounts of funds on them. That's a different story.
Right. But you're right. As a general rule, I just shred them when they come in the mail. When they send me my debit card, I just go and shred it, because I know I'm never going to use it. If I need cash, then it's going to be something pre-planned, because there are no accidents with identity theft, just mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the philosophy that I operate with. And, you know, without the same consumer protections on transactions, you know, that's what makes debit cards so unsavory. And I just want to choke the daylight out of these stupid so-called financial gurus that say use debit cards. Because if you can create the discipline and structure to use a debit card responsibly, you can use a credit card the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The credit card, there was that guy, Frank Abagnale, and he's probably one of the foremost financial security experts in the world. He's got patents, you know, a lot of the things that they use now to stop identity theft, credit card theft, he developed. And he said the safest form of payment in the world is the credit card. And that's what you should always do. Always use it. But you still have to be careful, because I tell you what, I lost mine a week and a half ago. I didn't need it right away, so I just told Citibank to send it regular mail. And almost 2 weeks later, I get the new card. I had another credit card, but, you know, it's a real pain. Got to hold on to them. It's so easy to lose them, especially this time of year. I went to a place. I was at a restaurant, and I said, you know, I left my credit card here. I know I left it. And they opened up the drawer. There was a dozen credit cards that were left by other customers within the past several days. I couldn't believe it, Heather. That's just one area of carelessness that it's so easy to remedy. You just need a routine that you always put that credit card back in your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how funny. While we're on the phone right now, I'm actually getting an alert saying that somebody has tried to use my credit.
Really?
It just popped over my phone as we were talking. Yes, I have an alert. I have to go online and check this alert. It's so crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, on that note, we will let you go and catch those identity thieves. Make sure you give them at least 20 lashes and chop off a piece of their anatomy while you're at it. Just get them, okay?
I'm going to do my best. What I'd like to do is try to scam them out of money to see how well I would work in the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, we got some people.
Anyway, thanks so much for having me back, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday, you and all your listeners.
Hey, you too. Hey, questions or comments for Heather, write me at kl@carrielutz.com, Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Visit our site, put comments on the YouTube channel and on the website. Heather, happy holidays, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yes, make it a prosperous rest of the year.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.